Hi, Simon Jacobson. In the last and final module of the Midlife Miracle Masterclass, Module 6, Getting Committed. After reviewing the different methods and activities of how we can implement our mission, here's some additional pointers to really keep our eyes on the ball and focused in both establishing and living by the mission statement of our lives. So we'll break this into three parts. Part A, how to create the optimal mindset and heart set where your mission can thrive. B, how to get in the mood to work on your mission even when you don't feel like it. C, who can help you live your mission and who you should avoid. So, as I've mentioned, there's being inspired, there's implementing, but there's also bonding with your mission. Inspiration is relatively easy. Maintenance is the harder part. So we need constant reminders, as we discussed in the previous module, but there's also other tools, tips, exercises that we can use to commit and connect to our mission in very powerful ways. So let's begin with how to create the optimal mindset and heart set where your mission can thrive. I focus specifically on the word mindset and heart set, because a mindset is about your mind focusing on something. Set your mind where you take special time, as we've spoken about, creating space, you're concentrating and focusing. This can include some of the exercise we spoke about, whether it's the morning or evening, it can include other times. But your mind is being used and you're deliberately setting your mind focused on mission. The mind also leads to an emotional connection called a heart set. Now, why can't you begin with a heart? Because often your emotions can be distracted, but your mind, like a captain of a ship, can redirect you and keep you on course. And what's the course? The course is that the things you do and everything you're involved in is connected to your hub, to your mission. Form new habits and routines. In a slow way, you can either take upon yourself, some people do this on their birthdays, a new resolution, the beginning of a year, or a special event in your life. You say, I'm going to do something new. It may be giving daily charity. It may be sharing advice with someone, but make it a part of your routine, because then you're much more assured that it's going to stick and remain with you. Shatter perfectionism. Don't think you have to do this in the best way possible. They say the enemy of good is not bad, but perfect. Do the best you can. Because when you start looking at perfectionism, you end up not doing anything or just delaying. The key thing is to do the work, to make the effort. Effort has much more power than even what you accomplish. You keep forging ahead and you improve as you go. Part B is how to get in the mood to work on your mission even when you don't feel like it. Which of course is the big question, the $1 million question that we all have all the time. How do you do something when you're not in the mood? So here are some very key tips. And it's all driven by, remember, that you're fulfilling your calling and mission. Never forget that. You're not doing some menial labor here. This isn't just doing it for someone else. This is you living up to your great potential. So tip number one, take immediate action. Don't delay. Don't wait. Remember, the challenges, your blocks, your obstacles that we discussed in module two, whether it's lack of inspiration, fear, resignation, the best way to fight them all is with positivity. A little light dispels a lot of darkness. Action is the way against the resistance, because the inertia is the force that you're trying to fight. So the key thing is do the act, and that will already begin to get things rolling. Two, small steps. Building confidence comes from taking small steps on a regular basis and over time seeing how the efforts accumulate into change. So don't think about big steps. Think about small steps. Better do a small step today and tomorrow than one big step in a week from now or 2 weeks from now. Number three, take care of yourself. Remember, you were born to share your gifts with the world, and that's exactly what will happen when you start taking care of yourself. If you neglect your own health, if you neglect your own hygiene, you neglect other things, they'll start accumulating and becoming forces that impede your way. So nurture yourself. If you need to exercise, if you need to go to a spa, in some way, make yourself feel comfortable. A person comfortable in their own skin, even physically, makes it much easier to commit to, especially to something that is driven by your calling. So take care of yourself. And four, get in the mood. How do you get in the mood when you're not in the mood? You do things that are inspiring you. You read, you watch, you look at material from other inspiring people. You hang around inspiring people. One of the great forces that really get people motivated is when you're around people that are inspired themselves. It is contagious and affects you as well. And of course, there are many other ideas that you can feel free to add to, but these are some excellent suggestions in staying committed. So part three now. Who can help you live your mission and who you should avoid? So the obvious one, avoid voices of negativity and counter with positivity. There's always people ready to throw cold water on any of your inspiration. Now, so when you call, you're very excited. And you know what they right away tell you? Don't get so excited. We've been here already. It's not going to work. Stay away from such type of voices. You don't need that. You want someone you call and they say, great. Wow, you really take upon yourself something new, a new approach. I'm all there with you. Surround yourself with motivational loved ones who will cheer you on and believe in you. And of course, do the same for others. That's the way we go. That's mission-centric thinking. Not reacting, not going to naysayers, but looking for all the positive ways, all the good reasons this can get done. Another two is commune with others. Commune with other people with similar related goals who are passionate as you are, which of course is the simple basis concept of incubation, of interns, fellows, where you work with veterans, where you work with people who are really good at something. If you find in any area of your mission that we've defined earlier, something that you can find a person who's an expert in that area, that's the person you want to hang out with. That's the person you want to consult with. That's the person you want mentoring from, because they know exactly what that is. And it's up your line because they are good exactly at what you're able to do. There's no greater reinforcement than that. This also could be with a buddy system, finding colleagues, finding friends, either online or in person, that share similar interests. It's great synergy and great strength from others that are like you, that group approach, because each of us empowers the other, and that also prevents us from wandering off or getting not motivated. When you have so-called a partner, and say we're doing it together, it's a great motivational force for both of them. And finally, make deadlines. Don't let it just hang in the air. Make a deadline, a time frame. I'm beginning now, I'm ending here. Even if you don't completely finish it, but you've made a deadline, that is a great motivation. Anyone in the creative field knows that if you don't have deadlines, you could end up doing things and never finishing. So you really want to have a goal-oriented approach. And then make new goals. Doesn't stop you from growing step by step by step. And finally, here's a series of short tips which you can find in your workbook. So in B, we talk about forming new habits and routines. Being that a habit exerts so much power over us, so old habits can be our enemy of really moving to a fresh new beginning in a mission-centric life. It's also important to develop new habits and healthy habits, some of which we discussed earlier. Habits that keep you focused, habits that keep you going. You don't just want to have to every time start from scratch. You want it to become a natural habit within you. So how do you create a new habit? So one of the tools is to recognize that there are three steps. There's a reminder, the cue or trigger that starts the new habit. Two, routine, the action you take, the habit itself, repeating it a number of times, and three, reward, that you feel rewarded for the habit, which gives you motivation, obviously, to commit to it. Routine is vital, that you do something on a regular basis. If you do the exercise we spoke about in the previous module, about every morning the prayer and meditation, every evening, don't do it once in a while. Do it on an ongoing basis, and it will become part of your habit. And the same thing with other exercises we've discussed. Make it part of your routine. Reminder, routine, reward. We now come to the exciting conclusion of the 6-module masterclass Midlife Miracle. I applaud you, congratulate you for embarking on this journey, a unique, special, exhilarating journey that will literally take your life, no matter how special it was, make it even more special. Make it more extraordinary, even more remarkable. Because what you've come to discover is that you are indispensable. And therefore, you have a unique mission that's unique to you. You have your unique song. You don't want it to remain locked inside of you. You want to release it, illuminate your environment and the world around you. Enhance yourself, everyone you come in contact with, all your relationships. There's a powerful story that I live with all the time, that's really motivating. It's a story with a great Hasidic mystic and master, the Baal Shem Tov. He once sent one of his students on a mission to go fulfill a particular goal. The man came back and he reported, mission accomplished. But the Baal Shem Tov was not satisfied. He wanted to hear from him the details of how he traveled, where he stayed, all the details of his journey. Okay, it seemed to him, the student, seemingly insignificant, but since his master wanted to hear, okay. And he began detailing that he traveled. First night he stayed in an inn. The next day he continued traveling. There was no inn to stay the second evening, so he rested on the side of a road. He camped out. In the morning he woke up, he washed his hands, said his prayers, and then he sat down to have a small meal. There was a little spring of water at the edge of the road, and he went over, filled up a cup, made a blessing on it, and drank the water. And the Baal Shem Tov heard that, his master heard that, jumped up with this excitement and said, that water, that spring of water, was waiting for you to come there. For thousands of years, it's been waiting for you to come and make a blessing on that water, to sanctify, to refine, to elevate that water. Think about it. So he had a mission to go for. But even the things we do that may seem like menial, trivial, only going on a journey. No, every step of your life, every move is driven by your deeper inner choreography. All of existence has been waiting for you to come to this place in this time to do something that will change that little corner of the world for the better. And if you don't do it, then a piece of the puzzle is not complete. It's like a musical note in a large cosmic composition, missing. So that's why this journey isn't just one for each of us. It's actually the entire world is enriched, because each of us is an indispensable musical note in this large cosmic composition. And discovering your mission and identifying and living by it and committing to it changes not just your life, but all of existence, all the cosmos. Imagine. Everything then is informed by that, because instead of being a victim of circumstances or a survivor of circumstances, we are a creator of circumstances. There are three types of people, they say. People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who ask, what happened? This course, this master class, is focused on helping you make things happen with your unique voice, with your unique song, with your unique skills. And focusing on that is the key to everything, because what you can accomplish, no one else but you can accomplish. It's been an honor to guide you through this masterclass, and I bless you.